how do you remove tons of rusted vehicles, old TVs, and hazardous waste from 17 remote towns scattered across 300 miles? That was the task the Lakin Peninsula Borough took on in 2013 when it was granted $976,000 from the Coastal Impact Assessment Program. Rania Aboras is the community development planner for the borough. She says what was originally intended as a comprehensive backhaul project for all borough communities had to be scaled back due to a higher than expected cost of barge services.
We do realize that it might end up not being everything in the kitchen sink like originally promised, but priorities needed to be set in place, like the most hazardous of material goes first when you have a finite budget.
Hazardous waste, like trashed electronics and lithium batteries, will be the first to be shipped out in most communities. After that, Abora says, communities may have to get creative in taking care of the more benign waste.
So instead of looking at how to get everything out, we've looked at also how to kind of stage down certain things. Like if you have a lot of metal that can be buried, if you cut it up, certain communities have that capacity within their landfills, and so they've opted to bury it, concerning the fact that it would have cost way too much to get it out by air. Like the village of New Halen, for instance, that's how they're doing it.
Abora says the borough aims to tailor its approach to each community's specific situation. They've purchased a plasma cutter and other equipment to lend out as needed, and rely on local managers and employees to carry out the work. And she says some villages have had success working together. The Chignik communities, for example, drew on an existing relationship with a barge company.
And so they were able to call Northland and have them deliver a Connex. They will fill it, and Northland will come by again, I believe, in spring of 2016 and pick that up sometime in April.
12 villages have now signed contracts with the borough to carry out the scrap removal, and three more communities plan to do so. Two villages, Igigik and the now-empty Ivanov Bay, are not participating in the project. Abora says all the backhaul work is scheduled to be finished by December of 2016. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.